hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am at the opening of the DEMA show. As promised, this is the largest diving event in the world. It is in Orlando, Florida this week. We're recording the show because it's starting on Wednesday. So that's what day it is right now. And what we're going to do is give you a little glimpse behind the curtain of this trade-only event for the dive industry and record some segments throughout the next few days. And, of course, what you're hearing is the result of that on our Saturday broadcast. Now, we are set up at the front of the DEMA show, really blowing it out big time this year because, you know, the show is in Orlando, Florida, which is our home base of operations for Scuba Radio. And I decided, why not, since we've been to this show for 12 years now, why not pull out all the spots or stops since, you know, we're here in our hometown and kick it up a notch. So we're giving away over $12,000 worth of prizes. We have the Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morris. You're going to hear from him in just a bit. And, of course, we got our Scuba Radio mermaids on display, as always. However, this time, we've literally kicked it up a notch. We have our mermaids in an aquarium. Yes, we have wet mermaids today for the DEMA show. Now, whether this becomes something we take to some of the consumer events like Beneath the Sea in Jersey, Chicago, the Our World Underwater Show, or in Long Beach, California, remains to be seen. But I got to tell you, for the opening ceremonies, it was quite a spectacle for sure. So we're going to delve into this a little bit, give you a little idea what's been going on here at the show, and just have some fun. Single Scott's with me to help out as a mermaid wrangler and just DEMA attendee and exhibitor. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. And you didn't mention we have two new mermaids.
Two nude mermaids?
No, new.
Oh, new. Yes, yeah, right. Yes.
Alisa and Amy are here. They're looking great right in front of the stage. We're just having a great time. The opening was great. The music was great. It looks like a perfect show.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what, if the economy is hurting right now, there's no way to tell by attending the DEMA show because there are a lot of people here. And I got to tell you, the energy is quite good. It's way better than what I think a lot of people were expecting. So we'll have to see how that holds out for the rest of the show. But he mentioned Alisa. Now, Alisa, how you doing?
I'm very good today.
Now, this is kind of your you kind of had like a breaking in type of thing on the liveaboard trip last time. We put you in a mermaid tail when we were in the Bahamas. Now you're on display in full, you know, form as a Scuba Radio mermaid. How do you feel?
Pretty good. I'm ready to retire and fully commit to being a full-time mermaid, I think.
Yes, you're liking the gig.
I'd say so, yeah.
Well, you're filling it out quite well. The cost, I mean, you know, I think you got the shtick down. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks very much. I think so, too.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so that's Mermaid Alisa, up-and-coming mermaid in the Scuba Radio Mermaid clan or pod or... We haven't figured it out. Now, Amy has done this before. She really went through a lot, almost like a hazing ceremony, because her first stint in a Scuba Radio mermaid tail was in Hague Quarry, and it was like 60 degrees was the water temp. And this girl jumped in the water head first in a mermaid tail, did her thing, and really impressed me immensely. And she's flown in from Chicago to be on display here for the DEMA show. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Is this a little different type of experience than what we had at Hague Quarry for you? Are you feeling a little better about this one or what?
It's good. At least I'm dry on this one today. Well, at least today I'm dry.
So. Yes, yes. Lisa and Amy are the dry mermaids. We have We have Denise. Yeah, we got Denise in the tank. Because I can't get my mermaid straight anymore. You hear what I'm saying, Amy?
Yes, I do. Yes. Too many of us. Too many cute little girls up here.
Exactly. It's easy to get, it's distracted. Exactly. So, Denise is in the tank. We'll talk to her a little bit later on. And maybe Amy will get in the tank here later in the week. Alisa, you want to get in the tank, too, this week?
I would love to.
All right, so you're up. Both of you are up for getting wet.
We're definitely up for it.
That's what we like. We like mermaids that like to participate in all the festivities, wet, dry, whatever worked for them is a good thing. And, of course, we have our old standby, our go-to girl, Mermaid Angela, is with us. How you doing, Angela?
I'm great, Greg. How are you?
I'm great, too. Now, you're excited? What do you think? You know, Angela's becoming like the motherly mermaid here for our clan now, bringing in the new blood, so to speak, right?
Yeah, I got to make sure all these girls are up at the right time and we're all ready. So, you know, I'm the only responsible one, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. She is. Trust me. You know, the other girls don't know the routine at DEMA and the drinking rules that are in place to protect, well, everybody who's here at the show. Trust me, it can be dangerous at times. You've been doing these a few times now. You know the routine.
Yeah, this is my second DEMA. I'm totally stoked about it because we met everyone last year, and I'm excited to see everyone again. So I'm so excited. I'm ready to get started.
Yeah, are you ready to get wet, too?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm getting in.
Yeah, she's going to get in that tank and do our wet mermaid shtick. It's quite impressive. We're going to have video and pictures up at scubaradio.com. Soon for that. So, that is the mermaid clan. We have four mermaids here today. There's going to be a few more filtering in throughout the week, and you'll meet them as we progress through today's broadcast. Now, Kevin is with me. He is flown in from Michigan. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing awesome. Anytime I see palm trees, it's always an improvement.
Exactly. Yeah, so he's liking the weather difference here in Florida. So what do you think of this display so far?
As well, like the palm trees, this is very nice scenery. I like it very well. As well as all the people back home are very jealous. River Rat Dave is probably just turning over in his scuba suit. He's having a problem, but hey, I'm down here, he's not.
Yeah, exactly. And is he one of the chat room guys or just your dive buddy back in Michigan?
Actually, you might remember you met him in Chicago. He was the president of one of our dive organizations back home.
Absolutely, I do. I do indeed. All right, cool. Well, Kevin's along to Cal, you know, like part-time picture taker, mermaid wrangler. And Jen's here, too. Mermaid Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Back in action. Demon number two. I'm excited.
Yes. So what have you been up to? You're working for, like, the state doing some dive stuff now, right, Jen?
Yeah, I'm working for FIO. That's the Florida Institute of Oceanography. I do weather monitoring stations, really boring stuff. But I get to scuba dive most of the time, so that's awesome.
Yes, indeed. Well, glad to have you along. Thank you so much for attending our little song and dance routine. It was quite fun this morning, wasn't it?
That was excellent. I think this is the best DEMA yet. I mean, we have a couple new mermaids. We've got Eric Ducharme out here with his lovely tank and all his specialty tails, and it's looking awesome. I'm loving it.
Yeah, we got Eric the Mer-Tailor, the guy who actually designs the mermaid tails, is here. You'll hear from him at some point throughout today's broadcast. Now, it is quite an impressive display with the mermaids and the music. We have Pup Morse, the scuba cowboy, and we've talked to him on the phone a couple times, and here he is in the flesh. How you doing, Pup?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Greg. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm great. Hey, first gig here at the DEMA show. What are your first impressions? What are you thinking?
I love Greg. He brought mermaids, man. What kind of friend brings mermaids to a party? That's my kind of guy.
Hey, I heard that, dude.
Well, radio's where it's all about, you know?
Hey, man, it was good. He did great. It was awesome. I loved he didn't, you know, you're my chum, and then he did a shout-out to me, and I was like, I didn't know if I was happy about that or sad. But it was still good, and the crowd liked it. That's what it's about, having fun, right, Pup?
It's absolutely about having fun. I do appreciate that you didn't try to blow chunks on command, though.
We got three more days to go. You got to warm up the crowd to that. That might be like a Friday kind of a thing. And it may not be something that I'm trying to do on purpose. It may just happen after going to some of the after parties here at the DEMA show, Pup. You're going to find that out because this is your first DEMA experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But so far, I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, you know, you got to understand, though, when you combine a bunch of dive professionals into an area where they're not diving, and all they can do is talk about diving and drink, that can be a dangerous combination, but a very entertaining one at the same time. You hear what I'm saying?
I understand completely. Been there, done that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. JustAScubaCowboy.com. Pup's going to entertain the crowd all week here in the morning as we warm them up to enter the DEMA show. And enjoy. Now it's time to go in and kind of check out the latest and greatest gears, places to go, and that kind of stuff. All right, Pup?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of great things. Everybody's excited. Some wonderful, wonderful exhibits down here. So looking forward to turning things around.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, the energy here, very, very positive. You know, it's just the opening of the show. But I got to say, everybody was very fired up and excited about what they saw here for the show. Now, we've already given away a liveaboard trip this morning. That was one of the things we're doing here at the show. We're literally giving away an Explore Adventures liveaboard trip each morning here to warm up the crowd for the DEMA show. And Explore Adventures are the ones who made this possible, and they are incredible folks. They are obviously the official Scuba Radio liveaboard for 2010. This is the third year in a row they've committed to such amazing things, and they've given us these liveaboards to give away. We just made someone very happy today, Lynn, don't you think?
Yes, we did. We made his day. He said, what a way to start DEMA.
Exactly. You gave him a trip on the Southern Bahamas itinerary. And Lynn, which one is that? Where do they go for Southern Bahamas?
They depart Georgetown, Great Exuma, and then they go out to Long Island, Conception Island, and San Salvador.
Nice. All right, and I've been on that a couple times. He is going to be ecstatic, and obviously they run a bunch of different destinations that you can check out at exploreventures.com. And Lynn, I just wanted to stop by and say thank you.
You're very welcome. We were delighted to be able to once again partner with Scuba Radio. It's a great partnership, and we look forward to the next year.
We do indeed. Another year of the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio and Explore Adventures doing it upright by giving us four trips to give away. Now, they are running a ton of specials right now, so take advantage of that at exploreventures.com. They got a lot of specials and programs that they're launching right now at the DEMA show that are going to be showing up on the website. So you want to take advantage of that if you're not here at the show as a dive professional. But it's like, you know, saving $500 here, or buy four trips, get one free. They have several different programs that are quite impressive. So I really encourage you to take advantage of that. Now, what we're going to do is take advantage of the opportunity to talk to some big people. And here he is. Here's the big man himself, the executive director of DEMA, Tom Ingram. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. Well, quite an opening of the show. I saw you there cutting this ribbon while we were up there and hanging with mermaids. Who had the better gig?
I'm telling you what. I'm continually amazed by your prowess with the mermaids. Here I am with the giant scissors that probably someone's going to stab me with, and you're over here with these lovely ladies, and it just makes me mad.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know if that's good. I think that's a compliment. I'm not positive, but I'll take it regardless. But, yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Tom, you know, the economy obviously really affecting a lot of people right now. But we saw a lot of great energy this morning. Great start to the show, don't you think?
I do. And I really appreciate all the folks that are here. It's been a very tough year on everyone. And the fact that they're here and they're looking to work together and do all the right things to make their businesses better, I can't ask for a better situation. So it's great. We're all here. We're all going to have a great time, and we're going to have another DEMA show.
That's right. It's time to make it happen. 2009 DEMA show just getting started. So hang out. We're going to record the show over a few days, so it's going to be jam-packed with a lot of different guests and new products and new places to go. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from the DEMA show in Orlando.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, Captain Slate here is here at the DEMA show. Now, we are, like I said, opening the show here and putting on quite a show. The mermaids are a hit. Having them in the tank is quite a spectacle in itself. We have the Scuba Cowboy providing music, and we're giving away live aboard trips. It's just a fun, festive time here at the DEMA Show. And, of course, like I said, we're going to run into all kinds of cool celebrities in the dive industry. One with me right now, Weiland, the marine artist. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Greg. Scuba Radio rocks. Good to see you guys here at DEMA again. And, you know, it's great for me because I just get to come and be part of the Hall of Fame. And I'm really proud to be part of the International Diving Hall of Fame in Cayman in January. I get inducted there. So it's really cool. I mean, this is like one big wet family here, diving family. And, you know, everybody kind of pulls together. You know, we're in a little bit of a recession, but the dive industry will come back stronger than ever.
Absolutely. And, you know, Weiland is here hanging out admiring our mermaid display have on you. We have wet mermaids. What do you think of the wet mermaids this year, Weiland?
I think
kicking it up a notch, despite the economy.
I think the mermaids look better wet. They look more natural, and these are beauties. And, Greg, you are my hero for bringing the mermaids every year. And now they're as you say, wet. They're immersed, and that's Weiland style all the way. So, cool job. I'm here doing a book signing. So.
Yeah, well, tell us about the new thing you're debuting here at the show.
Well my book, Weiland 100 Whaling Walls, came out, and it's kind of 27 years of me doing my 100 walls and all my latest paintings and sculptures. So I'm doing a book signing at the DEMA store, and then right now I'm going to go over to Project Aware, you know, with Patty and do a little fundraising signing for them, sign some posters. It's all about giving back, you know, and the dive industry is you know, on the conservation message big time, and you know, I've been bringing the green message for about 31 years now, and it's really nice to see everybody doing their part to protect the oceans and now, you know, freshwater too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Weiland does an amazing amount of work in that regard. Obviously, he has worldwide acclaim for his marine art, but some of the stuff you've done conservation-wise, Weiland, hats off to you. But it's quite an amazing feat, that some of the stuff you give back in that regard.
Well, you know, and tonight we have the Weiland Icon Awards, too, with Emery Kristoff receiving the Weiland Icon, Steve Frank, Guy Harvey's coming in, and Dan from Dan Diving. Dan Orr,
right, yeah.
So they're going to join a really great group of Weiland Icon winners. The first one was Jacques Cousteau, and then Sylvia Earle, and Lloyd Bridges has won this award. Hans and Lottie Haas, David Dubelay. So this is really cool, and to have your own award at DEMA as part of the Diving Hall of Fame is epic. And we always want to acknowledge these icons, because really it was icons like Cousteau and Hans Haas that inspired a whole generation of divers like myself.
Yes, well, and me as well. I mean, it's quite amazing. Actually, we had Jacques Cousteau on our show last week, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, wow.
It was a Halloween thing, Weiland. I better just leave it at that. You hear what I'm saying?
I actually dressed up as Jacques Cousteau in Grand Cayman one time, and it was pretty hysterical. Kathy Church actually gave me this costume, and it was well received.
Good. Okay. All right. Cool.
Well received.
Yeah. Well, as it should be. Yeah. Now, what about what's on the agenda for you over the next few months? You've finished up the Whaling Walls. What's next on Weiland's horizon here?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go to Weiland.com, Weiland.com, you can always see what I'm up to. I'm always trying to, you know, move the conservation message forward and sharing my art and the message. Actually, I'm going to be at Disney on Saturday and Sunday, the boardwalk Saturday night at Disney, Weiland Galleries, and then Weiland Galleries at Polynesian on Sunday. So if you guys want, just come to the show. You don't need an invite. Just come and enjoy, you know, my latest paintings. And, yeah, I'm also working with the U.S. Forest Service, Smokey the Bear, and NOAA on a new program with the Weiland Foundation called Focus, bringing the forest to the sea, making the connection.
Very nice. And you know, I bring these mermaids to the show to inspire you, Weiland.
For me?
Well, you take your pick. Come on. You're Weiland. You can have whatever you want there, dude.
All three?
Yeah, oh, okay.
I'm from Utah.
Exactly. No, but what, I mean, does this inspire you to put a mermaid into your art? You've had some mermaid stuff before, haven't you, or have you?
Indeed. I've painted mermaids before, so...
No, wait, you didn't... I don't mean paint them. I mean make pictures, you know, draw your... You know, cause I,
we can do both. I have to study my subjects, and this is a great way to do it here at DEMA with Scuba Radio and Greg bringing the talent to this... this incredible show.
Yeah, Mermaid Pimp is what I've been called in the past, but it's all a good thing. Weiland.com. All right, more coming up from the DEMA Show in Orlando.
Scuba Radio. scuba. Scuba
Radio. Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at the DEMA Show in Orlando 2009. It's going amazingly well so far. We're about a day and a half into the show, and we've had Weiland, we've had the Mermaids. You're going to hear more from them as we progress. And, of course, we're running into the latest and greatest of what the dive industry has to offer, both in the form of equipment and destinations where you can go dive. You know, these places where your local dive center are going to come and shop the wares of all these places and offer them to you on the local level, but also the rock stars of the industry. And we got the newest rock star from Divers Alert Network with us right now. Nick Bird is his name, and I've heard a lot about you, Nick, and I'm ready to learn with everybody else. You're, you know, being the latest addition to the Dan family, but it's big. What is your official title, first of all?
My official title is the Chief Medical Officer of the Divers Alert Network in Dan America.
Or rock star,
I suppose that will work.
Exactly. Now, what makes this different is this is the first time Dan has had someone of your caliber in the medical professional world, or what? How does that work?
That's correct. This is the first time that Dan has hired a full-time hyperbaric diving medicine trained physician to be on staff and to run the medical services department. And now I've just been put over both research and training as well, so kind of to run the mission. And that's a first big step for Dan.
Cool. So before, you did a lot of stuff with Duke University, and I'm sure you still are, right?
Actually, I don't work for Duke.
No, I know you don't, but I mean, but now you guys have brought in yourself as a real professional to kind of, you know, as before you used to lean more on Duke as far as some of their research. Now you got an in-house person who's there to lead the way.
Correct. And as part of that as well, we're interested in trying to reach out to other academic institutions in addition to Duke to continue our collaborations with the diving medicine world and to enhance the role that Dan can play in the diving medical arena.
Yes, and it's all about making everybody safer with their dive profiles and that kind of thing. It's way above me, and we're going to learn more about this next. Stay close. We got Nick Berg, the newest rock star from Divers Alert Network, with us on Scuba Radio. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
I took a dive to get into your arms. I took a dive.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master at the DEMA Show. I'm hanging with the latest rock star from Dive Alert Network, Nick Bird. He's directing the new medical division or you know, from in-house for Divers Alert Network. They got a lot of great initiatives, and now they have a real dive professional working inside the hallways there at HQ in North Carolina, Divers Alert Network. And, Nick, one of the many new initiatives I know you're working on is consolidating the DAN hotline. Now, what is this all about? What are you guys doing exactly?
So thank you very much for the lead in. The consolidation of the hotline is to try to simplify access to the DAN emergency services for people after hours, and we want to make that as simple as possible. Previously, we've had multiple numbers, all starting with 684, and they've had 8111s and 4326. We're now trying to simplify all those numbers, and it's going to be 919, as it always has been, or 800, 684, which is the same prefix. Now, the last four numbers are going to be changing to 9111, so 9111. You already have 911 in your minds for emergencies. Now you just make it 919-684-9111, and that will be a very streamlined access point for emergency calls.
Got it. And that is in effect now, but you guys are kind of launching the campaign here at the DEMA Show to instruct everybody, probably hand out some new stickers and cards and things like that, right?
That's very correct. Just to be clear for the people who are listening, this isn't the number for membership services. Hey, I need my membership card renewed. I want to buy a new coffee mug. But for emergent services, that 684-9111 is the way that you can get to us.
Yeah, now, for diving emergencies, that's the number you call. Now, will that also be the number that you call, like, if, hey, look, I'm feeling kind of weird, or I had this little minor issue, it's not an emergency, but you can call that number and they will get you to the right person, too, right?
Yes, that can be used that way, or if the call can wait, we can certainly have. We have an information services all during business hours that we'd be happy to take your calls and your emails as well.
And if, yeah, exactly. DiversAlertNetwork.org. You can go right there and do that. Now, what else on the agenda? I know this is your first DEMA here under the DAN banner. I'm sure you're pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. This is exciting to be here at DEMA and to be part of representing the Divers Alert Network.
Yes. So other initiatives, I'm sure, are there kind of many on the plate that you can't share with me right now, or you have to kill me kind of thing, or what?
Right. There are a lot of things that are on the plate right now, which will be changing, but we have some new courses coming out. We have some consolidation of some of the training opportunities that we have for our members and the people in the diving community, which we're all really excited about. So in the next year and a half, we have some new stuff for the world that we're excited to be able to start launching. Probably the newest favorite in our training launch is our BLS course, our Basic Life Support class, which is actually going on right now. We're training the trainers here at DEMA, and we look forward to launching that out on a larger scale over time.
Now, you know, Nick, I'm one of those, and so you just told me I'm supposed to be in a training session right now, aren't you? Are you lecturing me indirectly?
No, I didn't realize that, but I suppose that you can take the opportunity to find some of our trainers and get hooked up.
All right, well, they try to give me a pass. Now I've met the head cheese in that department, so maybe they'll be a little bit more forgiving.
Excellent.
Or they'll yank my certification. Well, whatever. I can understand. Well, Nick, it's an honor to meet you, my friend.
Likewise.
Welcome to the industry, and you know, we love Dan, and Dan is our buddy, and go to Dan, learn more, and go out there, press the flesh, and meet your fellow cohorts in the industry.
Greg, thanks very much for having me on the show.
You've got it. All right, Nick Bird, the newest rock star for Dan. More coming up from DEMA in Orlando next. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and host deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in with us today, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You got a boo-boo, Jeff?
No, why?
Well, you've got 6 first aid kits over there, and I'm wondering what's going on.
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit today, and so I was just going through some of the choices.
Ah, okay. Well, that's actually a good idea. I know just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, but I can't say that any of us actually sat down and thought about what it should contain.
Well, most folks don't, and that's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed that the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
Is anything ever simple?
Absolutely. This isn't complicated, just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I'd say start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only that. Band-Aids, some gauze, and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple to store in different places, you know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that, though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend that everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find the tools that will cover a variety of scenarios, from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites, rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Is that what you have?
I actually keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
I'd really suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example,
you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for removing stings, but you may find you'll need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak in. You may want to add a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding a resuscitation mask to the repertoire, as well as extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is get a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take that much.
Well, what else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how the contents should be used. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
Wow. If you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
Basic works for me. Seriously, how many Band-Aids do you have over there? Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back on the DEMA show floor. Kind of like our Dan segment is going on. We're in a, like a Divers Alert Network block right now because they have so much going on. They're celebrating their 30-year anniversary in the dive industry starting this, I think, with DEMA is the launch of the 30-year anniversary of Dan. And you just heard Nick Bird a few minutes ago about his, you know, being the newest addition to the Dan family. I don't actually know if he is the newest because it could be Stephen Frank. He's always been attached to Dan in some capacity, but he's kicked it up a notch. Now, you may know Stephen from his magazine contributions, and obviously his underwater photography is second to none, but he's taken on a new position with Divers Alert Network, and he's going to tell us about it now. How you doing? Good to see you again, Stephen.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be here.
Yeah.
Actually, terrific to be here with Scuba Radio. I'm not so new to Dan, so Nick takes the lead for me in that case. But the first time I met Dan was kind of, I knew the organization, but I got to know it more intimately than I meant to because I got bent. I was in Vanuatu. I suffered a Benz hit. I was out with a, you know, communications were less then than they are now. And so we had to get on the boat with a single sideband radio to call a land base who in turn called Dan. Of course, it was the other side of the world, the other time of day. And, you know, I got to actually chat with a Dan medic via single sideband. And that was the first time I knew Dan. It was the first time I understood what they did. And I gained a terrific appreciation. I came back to the United States. I did a few more chamber treatments. I talked to the medics late at night when I was full of anxiety, not knowing whether I was going to be able to dive anymore. And, you know, Dan was a very meaningful part of my diving career from the first time I got hurt. You know, before then it was all theoretical. But when you get bent, you understand what Dan does for a living. So, as time went on and, you know, gratefully I was able to keep diving, my career went to a different level, and I was invited to be on the Dan Board of Directors. And in that capacity, as I heard more and learned more about the organization, I realized that there was a very important communication, corporate communication device that they do called Alert Diver. Goes to 165,000 households, 220,000 people. And I thought, you know, it is so important to communicate the Dan message, and we so value our membership. Why don't we transform Alert Diver? Why don't we take it to a whole new level? Why don't we make it the best magazine the dive industry has ever had?
Yeah, he's definitely kicked it up a notch. And yeah, this is your new position. It's kind of overseeing Alert Diver and the new department and the new launch of Alert Diver here at the DEMA show. I've already thumbed through it. It is quite impressive, and definitely you've done a fine job. I guess we can expect to see more of the same and even more over the next few months, right?
Well, you know, I think we've set a very high standard with the first one. My job as publisher, Keith Phillips, who was a very close friend of mine through all my years at Scuba Diving Magazine, is our editorial director. Travis Gainley, also another one of our scuba diving alumni. You know, so we have a really good team. And what's I think very interesting is that this team is interfaced so seamlessly with the Alert Diver staff in the Durham headquarters. So we've got some brilliantly creative people who are doing some very passionate work for this new magazine. So yeah, this we raised the bar for the first one, and the pressure's on us to do ever better.
Yes, well, indeed it is. And one of the many memberships you get as being a Dan member is Alert Diver Magazine. Stephen, thank you so much. I know you got a lot to do here at the show, so I'm gonna let you go. Okay.
All right, my pleasure. Good to chat with y'all.
You got it. More coming up from Orlando. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Radio. Scuba Radio.
But you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute. What was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, you know, things are going quite well so far. Dives Alert Network obviously doing a lot of things here at the DEMA show in Orlando. I'm taking a quick little break here with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. Angela's with me. Angela, I know this is a first-time experience for you at DEMA. How are you feeling about this so far as you model here in your new Scuba Radio Mermaid tail?
I'm loving it. Vegas last year was fun, and this is an awesome time. Last night we went to the dam party. I was wearing my little 60s gear, and we just had a great time. The show has been awesome. Everything, new stuff to see. We're really having an awesome time.
Yeah, you know, Dan, along with Dive Training Magazine and Nowy, threw quite a bash last night, a 60s-themed party, and it was quite impressive. We had all our crew in Scuba Radio tie-dye shirts, thanks to our friends at Uzi Outfitters. So we thank them for that, and it made quite a splash. It was a good time for sure. That's what it's all about, like doing a little networking, talking about places we want to go, and just having a party or two in the evening, and you're enjoying it, right?
Awesome. What is better than ending the night with an awesome, awesome party? We had a great time, and everyone's here still alive, you know, probably feeling a little pain. I'm sure we all are, but we're having a great time and just getting the show started today, so it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, now, Angela, I know you're excited because we're doing Christmas in the Caribbean with Aquanauts Grenada, and that's December 6th to the 10th. If you go to aquanautsgrenada.com, you can join us if you have the time, and we're going to actually do a little Christmas-themed broadcast, do a little scuba diving on that island. Never been there before. Angela's coming to Grenada as well for the first time. Are you excited about this?
I am totally stoked. I'll have to pack my little Christmas tail and do some of that. But yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. They're advertising it here, and I hope everyone comes along and have an awesome time with us.
Yes, absolutely. She's going to put a little Santa. It'll be like the Scuba Radio Mermaid Elves. That we'll do some kind of special shoot there in Grenada, you think?
I like it. I like it. No snow this time.
We're trading the snow in for sand.
Awesome.
Sun, and you know, maybe there'll be a little libation or two mixed into there after the diving day is done. They know how to throw it down, Peter and Galinda there at Aquanauts Grenada. You've met them, right? Have you had an opportunity to kind of kick back with them a little bit? They were at the party last night.
I did. Was loving their scuba radio shirts. Yeah, I was over at the booth yesterday and just enjoying it. I can't wait. The photos are awesome. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, we're going to wander some of the aisles here at the DEMA show, give you a little backstage pass of the show. It's going great so far, and another hour of Scuba Radio at the DEMA show in Orlando is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we get luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.